evening, Cincinnati. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Our first call from Port Clinton, Ohio, Chris Redfern. Hello, you're on the air.
Okay, Igor. Is the phone on? You don't have the phone on.
Here we go.
Flip the switch.
There we go. You're up, baby.
You did it, Igor. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thanks for accepting the collect charges.
Tonight we're going to be discussing Alaska.
Yes, the 49th state.
Thank you. Any other information you can share about Alaska or the political goings-ons up in Alaska?
Temperature in Anchorage today was 35. Somewhat warmer than the Queen City.
But you know, I understand that the people in Alaska, I think they're called Alaskaites.
Alaskaites is correct.
Alaskians?
I heard they're jittery, they're jumpy, they're kind of nervous because this Zhirinovsky guy who was recently elected, his party got 25% of the vote.
That's right.
In Russia.
So he is now leader of the parliament, the Russian parliament.
So Chris would say that he wasn't elected.
Well, Chris, of course, flunked out of 7th grade.
Obviously.
He's not in charge yet, Boris still is.
Was thrown out of civics class for assaulting the teacher with his pencil.
But
that's a whole nother story.
But one of Zhirinovsky's ideals is the reclamation of Alaska.
That's right. Starting with the Aleutian Islands, actually. And what
are the Aleutian Islands?
The Aleutian Islands are a chain that head out to the west of Alaska and the Bering Sea. Mm-hmm. Separate the Pacific Ocean from the Bering Sea.
What do you call a chain of islands? An archipelago?
No. Big chain of islands.
A big chain of islands. Okay.
Big chain of islands. But the Soviet Union took all these islands during World War II. He believes that when they had to give them back,
mm-hmm,
at the end of the war,
mm-hmm,
that they lay claim to these islands and the islands that they took from Japan and had to give back at the end.
The Kuril Islands. See, they've been fighting over those, though, for hundreds and hundreds of... I mean, even before the Russo-Japan War
in
1902, they were fighting over that.
And the low in Anchorage today was 25.
Mergers. And Anchorage is, of course, on the mid-southern coast there of Alaska.
It is. It's just to the west of a small town that was in the news recently, Valdez.
Yeah, Valdez, yeah.
Some post office guy shot a lot of people up there.
Oh, okay, that's why
It really was. I'm sorry about that as well. But anyway, this Zhirinovsky guy, he's known as Jim to his friends. Jim Zhirinovsky.
What's his first name, really?
Anatoly. I don't know.
Vladimir.
I don't know.
Everybody in Russia is named Vladimir.
We'll call him Jim.
We'll call him Jim.
He actually does want to take back part of Poland.
Well, see, now the borders of Poland were moved after World War II, right?
Right.
Like a third of Poland was moved.
You are correct, sir.
Thank you. They just picked up the east and west boundary and moved it a third.
This is a very serious program tonight.
They moved it by about a third, yes.
About a third.
So to make up for the fact that Poland just got, you know, the stuffing knocked out of them in World War II. Am I right?
Right. And when you give these little Polish-American jokes, you're actually affecting half of the Soviet Union as well. One has to keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Be careful.
Okay.
Tread lightly. And he's very demagogic. He's a lot of similarities to Adolf Hitler or Mussolini, a lot of nationalism, self-pride, ethnic pride, those types of things.
But don't you remember when Jimmy Carter called Ross Perot a demagogue and everybody said, well, being a demagogue is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a bunch of idiots.
Well, if you...
I don't want to get off the topic, though.
Open the hood of the car, you can fix the carburetor. That's all I remember Ross Perot saying. I just know how to put gas in the thing.
So he wants to take back some Alaska. He wants to take back, he wants to redraw the boundaries of Poland. He wants, from what I understand, Finland back.
He wants Finland as well as, I believe, North Dakota.
And if my memory serves me correctly, Russia, or Soviet Union had a hell of a time taking Finland the first time.
They did. A lot of skis. You know, that's the tricky thing about war. You put a bunch of guys on skis, all of a sudden, they don't take it quite as seriously.
Well, I mean, the Finnish guys had those skiing troops, and they really gave the Russians a hard time.
That's right. Could you shoot a guy on cross-country skis? I'm asking you. You couldn't do it. Put the guy in a postal uniform, you'll be knocking him off left and right.
That's why those Finnish guys are great at the biathlon in the Winter Olympics.
Absolutely.
If you think that's something, get this. Zhirinovsky once said if the West didn't give him some money for Russia, he'd threaten everybody in the world with nuclear weapons. And he quotes, and this is a quote translated from Russian. He says, "What price Paris? How about London? Washington? Los Angeles? How much are you willing to pay so I don't wipe them from the face of this earth?"
As long as he doesn't touch Vegas, I think we're okay.
No, see, he seems like a good guy, though.
Yeah.
I hear his wife, though, is heavy into Avon. So there might be something we could work out with, say, some late-night shopping channel thing.
Okay, that'll work.
You never know. Rubles are us. And
get Barry Diller and QVC and Paramount and the whole deal.
Get him a talk show. He'll be all set.
Well, that's all great. Chris, we really appreciate you calling us and
updating
us.
One more thing.
I know you have an early meeting tomorrow, so I just really want to thank you.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Little Boy Blue.
Because you have an early meeting, I just thanked you.
Thank
Little
you
Boy
much.
Blue who?
Michael Jackson. Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Good night, Southwest Ohio.
Good night, Port Clinton. Thanks a lot, dude.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Now, we'll be right back. We're going to call on the telephone here. This guy, he's the press secretary to the governor of Alaska, John Manley.
Do you think
we
can get the press secretary of Ohio?
Probably not.
Because Buckeyes are snots. What are Alaskan people called?
They're called friendly folk. Not yet. They're called friendly folk.
The friendly folks of Alaska, fine, fine people. They'll talk to Chris and Rob. They recognize power when they see it.
Mm-hmm. You know what the state motto of Alaska is?
Boy, it's cold up here.
If it itches, scratch it.
North to the future. Anyways, we'll be right back. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
North to the future.
Jesus, I am overjoyed to meet you face to face. You've been getting quite a name all around the place. Healing cripples, raising from the dead. And now I understand you're God. At least that's what you said. So you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're divine. Change my water into wine. That's all you need to, and I'll know it's all true. Come on, King of the Jews. Just a wonderful Christ. You're a joke, you're not the Lord. You're nothing but a fraud. Take him away, he's got nothing to say. Get out, you King of the... Get out! Get out, you King of the Jews. Get out, you King of the Jews. Get out of my life.
We're back at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And the topic tonight is...
Alaska.
Take off, AIDS. Almost the Great White North. It's the greatest white north of them all.
And on the phone, direct from where?
From Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah, I know Alaska.
Juneau.
Yeah, I know. I know Alaska.
You're funny.
Do you know Cincinnati?
I've never been to Cincinnati.
That's a little Buckeye humor.
But I think we stopped in Cleveland one time.
We have on the phone John Manley, the press secretary to the governor of Alaska.
We really appreciate you coming on the Chris Around Late Night Talk Show on 88.3 WAIF.
Well, I'm glad to make the appearance.
Well, okay. So what's the mood up there in the last frontier? Are people jittery that this Zhirinovsky guy over in Russia is serious about trying to get Alaska back?
Oh, I don't think people are too jittery about it. But on the other hand, we've been at the forefront of the Cold War for a number of years here while it was going on, and we're awfully thankful that it's over. But at the same time, you never know what's going to happen in Russia.
Well, when you woke up that morning after he was elected and you read in the Juneau Times that Russia voted in this guy who talks about reclaiming Alaska, what was your first reaction?
Well, our first reaction was that we weren't that interested in getting that close to Russia. The state of Alaska and the different business people in Alaska do business with Russia. The governor has spent a lot of time there himself, Governor Hickel. But as far as the Russians taking back Alaska as part of their empire, we prefer our relationship with the United States.
There you go. Tell the Russians to go pound sand or pound snow or whatever.
I got a lot of sand to pound over there.
Do you like vodka, though?
Vodka? Don't hit me. I don't drink that.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry.
So what are some of the misconceptions about Alaska? Everybody just thinks it's a frozen, barren wasteland. What's it really like up there?
Well, actually, this part of Alaska, which is in southeast Alaska, often referred to as the Panhandle, and really on out around the Gulf here, is all pretty much a marine climate. We do get some cold weather in the wintertime, but most of our winters in Juneau are more rain than snow. And so it's raining right now. But you get up north, Anchorage has had snow for some time. Fairbanks, of course, I don't think it's probably been above freezing there for probably 6 weeks.
Wow.
And the further north you get, of course, the more it looks like Alaska.
Is it really beautiful up there?
We think so. Here in Juneau, of course, since it rains all the time, there's kind of a gray overlay of every season. It's not like spring, winter, summer, and fall. It's like rain 24.
So is Juneau kind of like Seattle, like weather-wise?
It's not nearly as warm. It's a lot colder because we have a glacial ice cap right behind us.
Do you have a lot of guys who wear flannel shirts, rip jeans, and play distorted guitars up there like they do in Seattle?
I don't know. We have too many guitar players, but we have a lot of people wearing flannel shirts and what we call halibut jackets and Ketchikan sneakers. Red rubber boots.
I've heard that if you go jogging in Alaska, you better take your shotgun with you because all the bears.
Well, actually, there are people, even here in Juneau, who have had bear encounters as they're out walking or jogging. People up in Anchorage often encounter moose. In fact, there was a lady that's kind of unusual. A lady got apparently trampled to death by a moose here.
Mercy.
In Anchorage. Not too long ago.
If you see a bear, are you really supposed to pretend like you're dead?
Only certain types of bears. That would work with a grizzly bear, or at least that's the recommended procedure with a grizzly bear, to roll up in the fetal position and pretend you're dead. With a black bear, though, like we have more down here in Juneau, the main idea is to make them think that you're bigger than they are. So you, like, take your coat off, wave it in the air, make a lot of noise, and hope they go away.
In downtown Juneau, in front of City Hall, do you guys have a statue to William Henry Seward?
No, we don't. We have a statue of some Alaska gold miners.
Really?
But Seward, I don't know where they have a statue of Seward. The governor has a portrait of Seward in his library in the mansion.
On March 29th in 1867, Seward completed the draft of the treaty that ceded Russia to North America, Alaska. Do you know how much he paid for it?
Oh, every school kid in Alaska knows that. $7.2 million.
Right on. That comes out to how much per square yard?
Yard?
Yeah, per square yard.
I wouldn't know. It's 365 million acres of Alaska, so I guess you could divide that.
I was just seeing if you knew your math or not.
There's a couple of cents an acre, I think.
So how big is Alaska? I mean, it's bigger in Texas, right?
It's twice as big as Texas.
Is it bigger in Texas than California put together?
Oh, yeah.
Is it bigger in Texas, California, and Montana put together?
I think so, but if you took a map of Alaska and you superimposed it over the map of the United States, you'd have the southernmost part of it in Georgia. Probably the capital would be about where Atlanta is. Barrow, up in the north, would be up in Wisconsin somewhere. And Adak would be over in L.A.
Wow.
That's the expanse that we're talking about here.
That's pretty big.
We tend to deal in superlatives because that's just the way it is here. Like Mount McKinley, of course, that's the number one tourist attraction up in the central part of the state. It's the tallest mountain in North America. And
20,320 feet.
Something like that, and it's so big that it generates its own gravitational pull.
Wow. So, like, if you went and played a basketball game up there, you couldn't jump very high because the gravity would pull you down.
Or it'd pull you toward the mountain.
Oh. So if you shot a ball, all your shots would go off.
Something like that.
Ever since those Russian elections a couple weeks ago, have you guys been beefing up your military up there?
Well, actually, our military is your military.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government spends quite a bit of money up here on military preparedness. We have two major army bases, one at Fairbanks and one at Anchorage. Two major Air Force bases as well. In addition, we've had some, we have the naval base at ADAC, and we have a couple of smaller advanced Air Force stations that typically would scramble their F-15s anytime a bear bomber came over from Russia and go up and meet them over the Bering Sea and escort them back to Soviet airspace. And in light of the fact that the Cold War is apparently over, some of those military operations are being scaled back.
Sounds like if Zhirinovsky gets his way, the Cold War is going to come back fiercer and frostier than ever.
It kind of sounds that way. I'm certainly hopeful, and I know Governor Hickel is, that this guy doesn't have his way, because we've put an awful lot of effort into opening up the Russian Far East, and we'd hate to see all that go for naught. Alaskans have made a lot of friends in the Russian Far East, and business is, I wouldn't say it's exactly booming yet, but there's an awful lot of trade going on.
Well, how far away are you from Alaska, or from Russia, actually?
Well, the closest point between Alaska and Russia is between the Big Diomede and Little Diomede Islands,
mm-hmm.
out in the Bering Sea, and they're actually 3 miles apart.
Wow.
I mean, the Russians have Big Diomede, and they have a military installation there, and they sit and watch our Yupik Eskimos over there in Little Diomede. But as the Cold War wound down and the relations thawed, we get into situations now where we're helping each other with rescue missions. We had as a matter of fact, when this election was going on, the National Guard here has what they call an Operation Santa Claus, where they take out a C-130 with gifts for the kids, and Santa Claus, you know, hands out gifts to kids in the villages. And they went out to Gamble Island, which is out in the Bering Sea, and they were supposed to have met up with a Russian helicopter and exchanged gifts for the Russian kids that live over in those villages on the other side of the Bering Sea. Unfortunately, apparently all their helicopters were tied up ramming up boats for the election, so they weren't able to make it at that time. But they left the gifts anyway, and maybe the Russians would come pick them up.
But the thing is, you're 3 miles from Russia, but you share an enormous border with Canada. What's it like living next to those guys?
Actually, we have a very good relationship with Yukon. That's our the main border along the Alaska border is with Yukon. We also share a little bit with British Columbia down here in southeast Alaska. But the Yukoners and Alaskans share a pioneering spirit that you really don't experience until you get up here and see it. We do an awful lot of things jointly with them, like road maintenance on the Alaska Highway and the Klondike Highway that comes down to Skagway here. We jointly promote tourism through tourism brochures with the Yukon. So they're really our best neighbor. Long
Well, yeah, I guess compared to Russia, they would be your best neighbor.
Well, we probably have a longer history with Russia, in as much as they owned us for 126 years, owned this territory. But the relationships with Yukon and BC have been...
That's because the Canadians are scared of you.
Yeah, I don't think they're more scared of us than we are of them, but they're good folks. You know, all those Robert Service poems, for example, that were written about the spell of Yukon.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I heard that all the oil out of the Alaskan pipeline goes to Japan. Is that right?
Absolutely not. None of it does.
None of it does?
No, there's a federal law that prohibits it from being exported. So it goes down to the, most of it goes down to California and floods their market.
And then California sends it to Japan.
Well, they ship a little bit of their crude to to someplace. I'm not sure if it was to Japan or not. We would like to be able to ship our crew to Japan, but as long as there's a federal law in place that says we can't, we're actually the only state in the union that's prohibited from shipping its crude oil, exporting it.
Where's all the oil at? All the way up there in Barrow and Point Barrow during, in the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska?
Actually, it's not at Barrow. It's at Prudhoe Bay, which is east from Barrow, a couple hundred miles.
Right by Dead Horse.
At Dead Horse, right. That's the city. It's a small industrial complex. Looks like someplace that came out of a moon colony, but that's where the bulk of the oil is. There are a number of littler fields around there. We've made a lot of effort in the recent past to get Congress to open up what's called ANWR, the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve, for oil exploration, because we believe that the geologic structure of Prudhoe Bay goes east into ANWR, and there was a provision that it could be done if it just took a congressional okay. And as a matter of fact, there was one well drilled out there. A Native corporation was part of the land there, and so they drilled a well at Kaktovik, and they haven't ever told anybody what was in that well, and I guess that leads to speculation that there must have been something there.
Plutonium?
Probably.
Uranium? Uranium-237, maybe?
Permafrost.
No, we don't have any of that stuff up here.
It's all frozen.
We ship it back to Nevada.
There you go. Hey,
how's Prince William Sound?
Hey, how's the cleanup going? Is, Valdez and all that stuff still messed up?
Well, most of the residue of the oil has been cleaned up, mostly by the natural effects of winter storms over the last 4 years. There's still residue on some of the beaches. You can
a lot of dead birds still floating around?
I'm sorry?
Any dead birds still floating around? And
you don't find any dead wildlife like that now, but there's still some scientific work that needs to be done to see if it impacted the fisheries. The fishermen up at Cordova in particular are still upset that they feel that it affected the herring as well as the salmon runs.
I think it might. I have a you mentioned Governor Hendrick?
Hickel.
Hickel. Okay, what's the lieutenant governor's name?
His name is Jack Coghill.
How do you spell that?
Coghill.
Are we all going to write him letters or something?
Okay, Jack Coghill. Right. What about Andre Maru? He's an Alaskan, isn't he?
He was. Actually, I don't know if he's... I think he's now a resident of Las Vegas. He moved down there in the... in the mid-80s sometime, and that's where he...
Hanging out with Ann Margaret.
I'm sorry?
Hanging out with Ann Margaret and Wayne Newton.
Maybe so. I don't know. I haven't seen him for a long time, actually.
Do you know him personally?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I worked at the legislature here when he was a representative.
Hey, do you guys need any interns or any gophers or anything, or do you need a really hip late-night talk show up there in Juneau?
Gosh, I don't know. Most Alaskans go to bed.
Hey, now. We can change that. Well, press secretary, we sure appreciate you taking the time. Hold on, we got Chris, you got our question?
Yeah, we got one last question for you.
Sure.
I'm sure there's a lot of young men around Cincinnati, strapping young brutes that might get drafted if we go to war with Russia over the Alaskan territory. What would you like to say to those boys that might think about burning their draft cards?
Well, actually, we're not a territory anymore, we're a state. But
I didn't mean it like that.
We're not at all interested in going to war with Russia, and you know, we think that Zhirinovsky ought to, personally, I think he ought to
drop dead,
work on the problems of Russia before he tries to expand his territory into other people's.
Good point. Well, Mr. Manley, we sure appreciate it.
Okay, and
if you need any like public relations people, or if you need someone, you know, like to help you, you know, prime for these radio press conferences, you know, the governor might have or somebody. If you need anybody to help you out with your public relations, Chris and Rob are communications in the 90s. We're multimedia, and we can help you out, and we'll do it for a slight consulting fee.
Well, we'd like to keep that in mind. If you send us a card.
Oh, we sure will.
With your name and address on it, we'll.
Okay, do we have your address? We sure got your address.
Have you? Okay.
Our secretary has it. Thanks again. Is Northern Exposure anything like Alaska, or is that totally bogus?
It's not totally bogus. Actually, they go out of their way to bring some authenticity to it. Unfortunately, it's It's filmed down in Roseland, Washington, which is just
right
east of Seattle, and the town is not like anything you'd find in Alaska necessarily, but a lot of the peculiar characters that you'd find in it are like what you'd find in Alaska.
What about the ratio of Eskimos or Native Americans toward white people, or to white people? Is that about the same?
There's probably about 15% of the population in the state is Native, and you know that includes a couple of different kinds of Eskimos, Athabascan Indians, Aleuts, Tlingits and Haidas, and we got about 220 different tribes in the state.
Wow. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you much for calling. I appreciate being on your show.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. Would you go to war over Alaska?
Пусть гитара звучит неустанная, пусть рыдает струна за струной. Мозг туманит глаза твои пьяные, полнопев и твой.
We're back here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. We have the voice of the people on line one.
Voice of the people has a message.
Would you go to war for Alaska?
Hold on, voice. Would you go to war for Alaska?
I don't give a flying
okay, what's your,
about that.
Okay, what's your message?
My message is prepare ye for a hostile takeover.
Okay, 749-1444 is the phone number at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I wonder if he's talking about us or society in general.
He's probably just talking about this air studio.
Vladimir Zhirinovsky gets voted in, and he says he wants to take back Alaska, and Alaska says,
that,
you know what?
Voted to what? Just sitting in parliament? Because he ain't president or nothing.
So?
Yeltsin is still in charge, and he's
for how
got
much
cool
longer?
Head.
This guy got more votes than Yeltsin. Brian, go ahead. You're on with Chris and Rob.
Hi, Brian. Speak up.
Hi.
Hi, what can we do for you tonight, Brian?
Talk about Alaska.
Yeah, would you go to war over Alaska?
Nah, I wouldn't go to war over there.
Why not? It's a lot of beautiful country up there. Moose, too.
Too small.
Okay, you go back to your Beavis and Butthead reruns. 749-1444 is the phone number here.
What about Indiana?
I'd fight for Indiana. I'd fight for Alaska, too.
You would?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
It's easy for you guys to say that, who there are no way, you know, you will ever be taken.
Rob, no pain, no gain.
You would never be taken by the military, so it's easy for you to go around popping off about how you want to go.
Why wouldn't I be taken by the military?
Look at you! You're too old, you're too soft, one leg shorter than the other.
And my toes, too. Hello, Tim, you're on the air.
Hello.
You got webbed feet.
What can we do for you, Tim?
Anything.
Pardon me?
I don't care.
What, would you go to war over Alaska?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's part of the United States.
That's a good attitude to have.
Yeah.
They got fast food chains up there too, you know, Burger King, McDonald's, Arby's, Taco Bell.
Good.
Oh no.
Big Jim Fan Club! Big Jim Fan Club!
Alright.
What?
The Big Jim Fan Club is here. Thanks for your call, Tim.
Okay.
We've been taken over.
That's right.
Jim,
it's
fix
a, it's
that.
A coup attempt.
The phone number is 749-1444.
This is a coup.
It's a coup. Right here.
Coop.
You need to go stand on a burning tank like Yeltsin did.
More. We have many more. We have many more followers for the Big Jim Fan Club.
That's right.
Jim's finally getting his due.
I guess. It's about time, too. A little later, we are going to make a phone call to the northernmost telephone in the Western Hemisphere.
Where is that?
It's way the heck up there.
Barrow? Is that in Barrow?
It's in Barrow, Alaska, and it is cold there.
How do you know?
I've heard. I've heard it's quite cold.
That's even northern of the...
Yeah, yeah.
Other...
In a few minutes, we'll try to
These
place a call
These guys stink, man.
I know they
Jesus.
Do.
Jesus!
Gee!
Hey, you'll have that with drunk blood. That's north.
Man, that is up there. Oh, no, not this again.
Anyway.
You know, it's the end of the year, too. We're going to play one of our favorite songs from... From the past year, from all our favorite new releases, too. I bet you can't wait.
Probably not.
Here, let's play this one. We'll be right back.
One, two, three.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
Semper Fee.
We defend our country.
Semper
Fi, do or die.
Semper Fi, do or die.
The phone number here is...
Semper Fi will set you free. 749-1444. We're talking Alaska.
We're talking defense of our country and patriotism, brother.
We're talking Vladimir Zhirinovsky. The mad, crazed Russian who wants to take Alaska back.
He must be nuts.
He must be nuts.
Hello, Bob. You're on the air.
Bob.
Hi, Bob.
What can we do for you tonight, Bob?
Alaska's cool.
That's good to know, Bob. It's quite cold up there. I don't think it's been above freezing in Anchorage for about 3 months now.
Yeah.
I fight for my country.
Bob, would you stick your tongue on the pipeline?
Hell no. Okay. There was guys there when I went up there once, and they'd slap me over the head with their Johnsons.
The real Bob would never use a word as lame as Johnson. 749-1444. Yeah, that's the studio calling line.
Yeah,
the attempted coup has failed.
All right, here's what we're going to do on the Chris and Rob Talk Show tonight.
What? What are we going to do tonight?
A little later, we're going to have our list. Since it's the end of the year, we're going to have our list of things that should have happened in 1993 but didn't. And we're also going to be calling the northernmost telephone that we know of in Alaska.
Are we going to call a titty bar in Alaska, too?
Yeah, we could do that. I got some phone numbers for some titty bars in Alaska.
They got like
titty on the radio?
Like they got Eskimo tits.
Hey, boy. You want to call one of them?
That'd be all
take,
right,
take
man.
The next call, and if it's boring,
that'd be
we'll call
all
a titty
right.
bar up in Alaska.
That could be fun. That could be a whole lot of fun. This is the first time we've had a whole show dedicated to one state.
Well, isn't most shows dedicated to the state of confusion?
Oh, man. State of paranoia.
Hello, Megan. You're on the air.
Hey.
What can we do for you tonight, Megan?
Nothing.
Nothing?
You really got to speak up, Megan.
Megan, if they were having a draft and they needed nurses on the front in Alaska where it was really cold, would you go?
Yeah.
All right.
What if, like, Russia wanted to attack Wales? Would you go fight for the British?
No.
Is this Megan the British?
Hey, Megan the Kook.
Oh,
this isn't Megan the Kook?
What?
Someone here thinks they know you as Megan the Kook.
No.
Okay, just regular old Megan?
Yeah.
So what'd you think when you found out that this Zhirinovsky guy wants Finland back and Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Alaska?
Darn.
Hell, it's been a state longer than you've been alive.
Megan, are you pretty glad that the Bengals won on Sunday for the second time in a row this year?
I don't care.
Were you pretty surprised by all that?
I don't care.
What are you doing up this late, Megan?
Nothing.
You have any resolutions?
No.
You're perfect then, huh?
No.
What do you do for a living?
I don't do anything for a living.
In school or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you studying in school?
Everything.
Getting a nice, well-rounded liberal arts education?
Yeah.
That's good.
So you're going to be a liberal artist when you grow up, huh?
No.
What are you going to be when you grow up?
I don't know.
How old are you now?
13.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing up this late?
Listening to you.
Uh-huh. Does your mama know you're up this late?
I don't know.
What's it like being a 13-year-old in Cincinnati these days? I mean, do they got, like, guns at school or what?
No.
Where you go to school at? Was it nice out there?
No.
Anderson,
have they got padded desks? So when you sit down on your chair at your desk, it's got maybe like a padding on it instead of the hard wooden desks that Rob and I had when we were kids?
No.
Air-conditioned hallways?
No.
Johnny Marzetti for lunch?
No.
Did she say
Anderson?
Oh, you go to Anderson?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice up there, isn't it?
I guess.
Do you belong to a clique, or are you like, you know, just your own person?
My own person.
Is Megan her own woman?
Yeah.
Who do you like better, Beavis or Butthead?
Butthead.
You like Butthead better?
Yeah.
So okay. Yeah, Butthead is Cher's favorite, too. Did you know that?
No.
Well, thanks for your call, Megan. Keep listening and tell all your friends to stay up past their bedtimes, too, okay?
Okay.
See ya.
You know, everybody says the country's going to Hades in a KFC bucket, but it does your heart good to hear from a great American youth like Megan, who's willing to go up on the front lines of Alaska and nurse some wounded soldier back to health.
The population of the city of Cincinnati is somewhere around 398,400,000. The population of the state of Alaska is 550,048.
We could still kick their ass, though, if it was like a one-on-one gang fight. Uh-huh. Even though they got like 100,000 more than us, we could still beat them up.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Jim, you'll see there's two nightclubs.
The
Great Alaskan Bush Company and the Crazy Horse.
Those are
two nightclubs up in Anchorage. Bring one of them up.
The Great Alaska. Not just a good Alaskan Bush Company. A Great Alaskan Bush Company. No, there's no C in it, but there's another kind of bush that can be pretty appetizing. He doesn't know how to work it. He knows how to work it. It's just too much noise. All he needs...
Well,
give it to him.
Here it is. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF Cincinnati. The topic tonight, Alaska. All things Alaskan. Frozen tundra or vital oil pipeline to America. Would you go to war for it? Vladimir Zhirinovsky of the Russian Parliament thinks.
He wants it back.
It belongs to him. We've got another message for him. If you could talk 101 to Vladimir, what would you say, Chris?
I'd say, dude, are you really a fascist?
You'd say, dude?
Do you think you'd know what dude means?
What? Who am I talking to?
Is that the crazy horse you dialed up?
Yeah. All right. Hi. Hello. Crazy horse.
It's ringing.
What's it like to play with Neil Young?
Did you meet like
Crazy Horse, Dilly Albion.
Hi. Is this the Crazy Horse Saloon up there in Alaska?
No, this is Crazy Horse 2.
Oh, the second Crazy Horse. The
sequel.
The sequel. Is it bigger and badder and better than the original?
No, it's smaller and better than the original.
There you go. Actually, you're talking to Rob of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show down here in the Queen City of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hey, all right!
The main...
Woo,
long distance.
The mainland.
Shout out.
The mainland. Oh, we call it the Lower 48.
Well, the Lower 48 mainland. You probably say tomato, too, don't you?
No, we say tomato.
Ask him if he likes that
stuff.
Hey, what we're calling about... What's the feeling there in the Crazy Horse 2 about this Zhirinovsky guy wanting to take Alaska back? Are you guys ready to take up weapons? You guys got your 30-06s. You guys got your red Ford pickup trucks. You're ready to go kick some Ruski ass, ain't you?
Well, let's put it this way. The Russians want to come across here and do something with an economic trade. They're going to be in trouble.
How many Ruskis do you think you could take out personally by yourself?
Oh, my arsenal?
Yeah, first...
Well, my other job is, let me put it this way, as many as I can see.
Okay. What's your name, sir?
Orville.
It's Orville.
Orville?
Orville.
What's your job title up there at the Crazy Horse?
I'm the doorman, assistant manager.
Bouncer?
Yep.
Things ever get rough?
Oh, sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't.
Do you ever have, like, some prospector come in there, you know, he drops a few pounds of gold dust and gets all liquored up and wants to shoot up the place?
No. Never had that happen. We've had him come in here and drop a lot of gold and we'd be happy.
Well, that'll work. How much is it for?
Time.
How much is it for a shot of Yukon Jack?
$4.
Whoa! Jesus. That is gold country, isn't it?
It sure is.
Down here in the Lower 48, it's like $2.50, maybe $3.
What now?
Down here, it's like, you know, $3, maybe $4, or two, maybe $3 at the most.
Oh, yeah, we'll see, because we provide entertainment.
What kind of entertainment do you have with the Crazy Horse?
The Crazy Horse Saloon, we have bottomless and topless dancers. We're exotic.
Bottomless? That is exotic. Naked Alaskans is about as exotic as you can get.
Well, we're the Wild Wild West. the last frontier.
They're bottomless?
You definitely picked on the right guy to talk to.
All right, Orville, I knew you were the man with the plan.
You know, I've got relatives down there in Millersburg, Ohio.
Millersburg?
Millersburg. Hello, everybody down there in Ohio.
Big shout out to Millersburg.
All right, Millersburg! Yeah, I'm sure they heard that.
Hey,
if the Crazy Horse 2 had like a big arm wrestling tournament with the folks over at the Great Alaskan Bush Company, who would win?
We went hands down. Hands down.
Do you guys have the prettier dancers too?
We have, the selection of women in Alaska, they're all beautiful. They really are.
Really?
We've got something like a 5-to-1 ratio of women to men up here.
In Alaska?
In Alaska.
In Alaska, it's 5-to-1 women to men?
And they're younger and coming up.
Wow.
How many of the men are gay?
Are any of the guys gay?
We have a few gay people up here.
That would lower the ratio even more.
They got their own bar. It's called the Blue Moon.
Yeah.
Blue Moon.
Well, Orville, you've been a pleasure to talk to. And I tell you what, I feel good knowing that we've got the guys up there at the Crazy Horse protecting our border. Because I know that to get to Ohio, if the Russians have to go through Crazy Horse 2, they're going to have a hell of a time. There's not going to be much left of them by the time they reach Washington.
Well, they have to worry not only about the Crazy Horse 2, but about Elmendorf Air Force Base, Fort Richardson, Fort Allison.
Crazy Horse 1.
Besides the Crazy Horse 1.
All right, thanks.
We're a military installation state, so when the cutbacks came, they didn't take anything away from up here.
Orville, you're the last frontier.
We are.
Later.
Later.
749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Big shout out to Fenton.
As I went walking,
hello, welcome back to the Chris and Rob Late Night Relaxed Talk Show. I'm Chris.
I'm Mellow Rob.
And the phone number here is
749-1444.
Say that in numbers.
1444.
1444.
Oh, that'll make them call.
You're going to confuse some
that'll
of the dyslexic
call.
Callers out there. And our topic tonight is?
Our topic tonight is all things Alaskan. Rob.
Oh, I'm on.
Yeah, hello,
I don't recall hearing, like, you're on or anything.
Well, you know, Alaskan is our code word for on tonight.
Give me, like, Phil Donahue. Is the caller there? Caller?
Caller!
Caller! Give me, like, Larry King.
Peoria, you're on.
Cincinnati, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So what do you think about Alaska? Would you go fight in an armed conflict to save the Great White? What do they call it? The Last Frontier.
I say you just let them have the part with the oil spill.
Really?
They got that all cleaned up now.
Yeah.
It's still affecting it, though.
The press,
it's not all cleaned up.
The press secretary said that it's looking pretty good, but his job is to be a mouthpiece for the government, so he would expect him to do that.
I just say give him the part that was messed up by the oil, and then, you know, give him a part of it. Give him a territory. Give him a reservation.
Maybe we could give him a glacier.
Just give him a reservation.
We could cut off a big part of a glacier and float that their way.
That's right. We'll see, get a big old tugboat and push it along.
Say, grow weed on that, Ruski.
Yeah, I think the Ruski part would really get them. They'd really take kindly to that.
That'd scare them.
So you guys called me at work here.
Who? No, he didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, he didn't.
Not now, but earlier.
Larry King would never have somebody call him.
Yeah, he would.
He would never have to call and set up a call.
Larry King always has deadlines. You can always get through to Larry King.
I'll have to try sometime.
You can always get through to Larry King. The Lair.
I like... Who,
we're
who's
tight. I can call him Lair.
Who's his replacement?
You mean overnight?
Well, no, the guy who fills in for Larry when Larry's taking one of his many vacations.
I don't know.
He's great.
Bob Brown?
Oh, yeah, Bob Braun's going to be on WGRR in about 3 hours.
Isn't that great?
My nipples are hard.
It is? They are?
Well, I know who took over for Larry King when he went to afternoons overnights.
Oh, yeah?
That would be our good friend Jim Bohannon.
Oh, he's great.
Isn't he wonderful?
I think he's kind of a goofball. So you guys called me at work.
Okay, well, we've established your story.
You called me at work and you say, hey, you made a list of things that should have happened on 93.
Uh-huh.
We haven't gotten to our list yet, Rob.
Well, that's your problem because I'm calling now. You say, call me when you got it written. I called you when I got it written. Want.
Okay, we really...
you do.
But you got some list music ready?
Well, no, because Chris said that his would be better than mine, so we're going to compare.
Listen...
So, Chris, the list is happening now. I want to hear your number 10, then I'll do my number.
I tell you what.
And Rob will be the judge.
You guys really get along great because Chris always looks at everything as a competition.
Okay, well, Chris challenged me.
Yeah, I'm here.
See, Chris is always like, my band's better than your band. My band can kick your band's ass in the softball or something.
I drew the line when he wanted to compare penises.
Yikes.
I said no. I said no, Chris. I'm not doing
this. Chris lost his list.
Okay.
I just told him I'd take out enough to beat him.
All right. I'm ready to go. Here's the music.
He didn't hear that, did he?
What?
Okay, number 10.
Wait,
I want to hear your number 10.
Hold on a second. He hasn't started the official list reading music yet.
Oh, well, take your time. I've got all night.
Are you ready, Chris? Chris, you said...
This is radio right here. You guys.
Having a wall of drunks behind you while you broadcast?
That's right. Who all's over there?
The 1993 list of things that should have happened that didn't.
I think we've just started.
Number 10. The United States should have told Russia that they can have Alaska back if they give us their collection of brains from really smart dead people like Lenin and Tolstoy. Hitler's too if they got it. They probably do.
Okay, that's number 10. Here's my number 10. Ready? Springer's Final Thought Death Calendar. I won that one. Okay, number 9, Chris.
Number 9. Rolling Stone magazine should have never put President Bill Clinton on the cover the same week as the Beavis and Butthead CD was released, and Tupac Shakur and Flavor Flav were both arrested separately for